back. This is Melinda Pillsbury Foster, Reclaim America Now, and we have been talking about the rise in consciousness, the changes that present to us, the things that we can do to take reality back into our own hands and change it, changing the way we relate to the world, the way we relate to each other, and the whole fabric of reality that binds us together. And I know that you, just like me, you were just fascinated to hear Tracy's insights into how that impacted in her life, which is extremely dramatic and immediate for her. And you can see that she's been through an enormously significant growth experience there. And like I said, when you do these things, you know, we live in a 360-degree or plus world where we experience the thing that we are experiencing that sort of becomes our path, our road, our, you know, the challenges that are specific to us. And there isn't any right or wrong about it that way, because there are a lot of us and we are together changing the world. And what we're going to be talking about just for the next half hour is what's happening in another arena that many people consider the absolute antithesis of consciousness, and that's politics. Because I think all of us have to be aware that the GOP convention is going on in Tampa, Florida. If you watch the either the news, you see the law enforcement lined up. You're aware that there's an enormous amount of security. There's a tremendous amount of fear being expressed by the authorities that somebody is going to do something awful and horrible and violent. And there are a lot of people who are very angry and not without cause and want to express, using the First Amendment, their anger with the way the world is today. And I have been in very close contact with people who are really, are now still at the convention, who are coping and trying to make themselves heard and understand, and help others understand their agonizing sense of disempowerment, because Ron Paul is not going to be speaking there. He was actually offered an ability to speak at the convention, but he was given two requirements. One, his remarks had to be vetted by the Romney campaign and the Republican National Committee. The second requirement was that he would be forced to give a full-fledged endorsement of Mitt Romney. Now, I don't have to tell you that there probably are very, very few issues on which Ron Paul and Mitt Romney agree. So that wasn't something that he could do. Certainly, it's something that none of his supporters would have wanted him to do. And if you followed what was going on with the whole primary process, you saw that there is an extreme amount of consciousness of the way that our electoral system no longer works. So all of these things have come to a head, and there are a whole series of different people who, if you take a look at the numbers, if you take a look at what they had done and the votes that they received to be delegates or alternates, they had actually earned the right to be there and have a voice. And that voice has been denied them. They aren't going to be permitted to speak. They aren't going to be permitted to vote. Ron Paul, for the first time in history, a candidate who received enormous support by the grassroots, has been denied a voice, a free, open podium to express the views not only of himself, but probably even more especially of the people who chose to support him, because he was giving voice to the ideas that moved them to action. And this, for a moment, takes us back to what happened in 2006 and 2007 when you saw what we now refer to as the Ron Paul Revolution transform the way people do politics in America today. The Ron Paul campaign had very little to do with what they call the Ron Paul Revolution. The Ron Paul Revolution was a coming together of people moved by ideas and a sense of the way the world ought to be. They wanted to be free. They wanted to honor the rule book that we have had for America since our founding, and that was the Constitution. They wanted to know that their rights would, espoused under the Bill of Rights, were going to be respected and upheld by courts and by law enforcement and by all of our institutions. And then they look around themselves and they see a world where that couldn't be much less true. So they took their own money and they went out. I have to say that the amount of money that any individual gave to the Ron Paul campaign through the revolution was pretty small. I think $61 was the median, which is astonishing for a presidential campaign. And those people, you know, came away from this with a sense that they had been deprived of their ability to have a voice, to actually be a part of the process. But at the same thing, at the same time, when you talk to them, and I talk to many of them, they had done a lot of soul searching and come to some very interesting conclusions. Even though they still incredibly committed in many ways to Ron, they've also taken a step back and they've looked at these issues and said, well, you know, we're not really about Ron Paul. What we're really about is freedom. What we're really about is our rights and this relationship that we have with each other. And because they feel that way, and that's the way that their actions are taking them, they're taking them to a different relationship with our institutions. And they're looking very, very closely at how they can change those institutions and how they can bring them back into the control of the people. And that's a positive. And in many ways, it's a very strong corollary to what we saw happening with Tracy in her life. Because she looked, she tried to find something, and when it seemed impossible, she reached out her hands and there was a tool there. So the question here, I think, for many people is, when we reach out our hands, will there be a tool? And are we going to be able to do this? And I would have to say that I think that the answer is, of course, there will be. There will be that tool. It will be there. And we will be using it to take back our country. And right now, I can tell you, because I've talked to several of them this morning, we have people who have decided that they are going to take it back. And I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, a woman that I admire enormously, and her name is Jackie Stratton. And she is right now at the convention, and she has watched this happening. And so she's going to be able to give us some right-on-the-ground insights. She's a former president of the Colorado chapter of the National Coalition of Federated Women, which is, surprise, the largest political organization in the world. And she's a mother, and she's a real estate agent, and she's many other things. But Jackie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Melinda. I'm glad I could be there.
Yes, and I know that it's been an amazing experience watching this all happen around you, right?
Yes, it has. And even more amazing are some of the connections you make and some of the people, the that you touch that can help you get where you need to go. And thanks to you, some of the people that you introduced me to are people that are really movers and shakers.
Well, I think that it's fun to meet people who share your goals and people who, you know, want to make the world a better place.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And as you were at this convention, of course, you've been at a lot of national conventions. Could you tell us how this convention feels and seems different to you?
Well, of course, yesterday was closed to the general public or to the general delegates. And today will be the first session in their combining sessions. But you just get a feeling that people are being left out, that maybe the party doesn't want to move to the conservative side enough. And we just need to force that. We need to keep their feet to the fire because, you know, our position is we've got to save America. We want America back the way we've had it and the way it should be. No one, our fathers and forefathers, fought for our rights, our constitutional rights, and that's what we need to get back to so that we're a constitutional government and not a runaway government spending our children's and grandchildren's futures and you know, and passing laws that that take us down the road to socialism. You know, that's not what made America great.
Amen. That's so true. And one of the things that, you know, I was just sort of recounting was that along with the sense of frustration, there is a sense of people being able and desiring to such an extent to take back their power that they will do it because they will find a way to do that.
Oh, definitely. And we started out with the breakfast this morning that you asked me to attend on taxes and how to bring taxes into, corporation taxes, highest in the world. No wonder our corporations have left America, but we need to, you know, get all of our taxes back. None of us, you know, you don't mind paying for limited government, but what we've got is runaway government. And so we need to put a hold on that. A friend of mine that's here with me run a tax cut group in Colorado statewide and really supported our legislature, the people that would buy into the tax cuts wholeheartedly. So, you know, states are wanting to do something, but there's something we can do together to make our federal government more efficient. And we need to do that. We need to, you know, help them realize that if we get enough states to do a limited constitutional amendment to balance the budget, you know, then that's the only thing that they can discuss, the only thing they can take care of. When you listen to it, it works. And so right now one of our focuses, you know, has to be that. The luncheon while we were there, there was a women's luncheon, small business women in the United States that have gotten together. And I mean, dynamic speakers, but they brought Governor Perry in from Texas. And he said, ladies, come on. We have to get a handle on this. The lieutenant governor from Wisconsin, was there. And, you know, they're all in agreement, the ones that want us to get back, the United States to get back to a conservative government.
Mm-hmm. And a conservative government is a government that's directly in the hands of the people, where they're expressing
right.
their
by
will.
The people. They've forgotten that, you know, this is a government of the people and by the people. It is not a government of Washington, D.C. insiders.
Absolutely. And, you know, what you see, you know, what I saw, of course, with, you know, the Ron Paul revolution, as strange as it was at times, is that you exactly had that feeling from people, that they really wanted the people to have the control themselves, which was an extension, since it's political control, was control of their own lives.
Right.
To limit what government can do only to those things that we originally intended that it should do.
That's right. Well, and, you know, with the Tea Party and the Ron Paul people, you know, they need, we all need a direction to stop big government. And that's where we can get together and stand behind that, because, you know, they're a younger movement, they're a strong movement, they need some direction, and that's a good direction to go. You know, just electing one person isn't going to change anything. We have to set the stage, and it's up to the people to set the stage.
Amen. And, you know, you are a member of an organization, National Federation of Republican Women, that I have to say a lot of people don't even know it exists. And, but it's been so enormously potent and important to freedom.
Well, that's what we would like to feel like. We're, you know, and we do try to give them the ability to know, you know, how, what they can do in their state, what they can do nationally, and give them some agendas, you know, help them form their own agendas, but, you know, to work in unison, because a single person can't change anything, but if we're united, there is nothing we can change.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.